following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. You've heard me talking about GoToMyPC, the easiest, most intuitive remote access product available. If you have a Mac, you haven't been able to try GoToMyPC. Until now. GoToMyPC is now available for Mac users. It lets you remotely access your computer from any other computer. GoToMyPC for Mac was built for Mac users from the ground up. Now you can access your Mac from any other Mac or PC. All you do is go to mypc.com and your desktop instantly appears. With GoToMyPC brought to you by Citrix, you can retrieve a file on your Office PC from your Mac at home. Use any Mac application from a PC. I want you to go to MyPC free today. An exclusive 45-day free trial just for my listeners. Only available if you use the promo code Colin. Visit GoToMyPC.com. Click on the Try It Free button. Remember, use the promo code Colin. Use the promo code Colin.
If you follow high school sports, you get the opportunity to be excited about this. If you don't follow high school sports, I'll shut the radio off. No, 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 that's not right. We're going to talk college sports. We're going to talk pro sports. I think we kind of do that every day.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with Doug Duda.
Can you do the show today? I need to go take a nap. I lay stuff out for you and you just bury it. I thought my pile on my side of the desk was an embarrassment. I do things for you on this show all the time. I'm always giving for you.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
Get over here and sit on my lap, sweet baby.
Oh, Tierra Park wasn't her name?
No.
Oh.
No.
Does that change the way you look at things?
Get in contact by emailing the Dent Popper inbox at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com or give us a call on the Bruce Furniture fan line at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776. Now let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug and Daddy Show on a Monday, this final day of January. That's right. Oh, looking forward to a great Super Bowl week. And today on the show, we're going to preview it with a real live NFL player,
yeah, Cody Glenn. Yeah, why not?
He was in it last year with the Indianapolis Colts. We'll talk to him about kind of the same thing we had with Scott Shanley. They won it last year. The Colts were defeated last year, and we'll see how things change this year for the Colts and what Cody thinks about the game between the Packers and Steelers coming up on Sunday, right here on ESPN Radio, and of course, coverage all week long. We'll also catch up with Northwest boys basketball coach Ryan Rathke. They are coming off a surprising conference tournament championship. Grand Island Northwest knocking off some higher-seeded teams, got a little help from Crete, and then they beat Crete in the finals, but they had to knock off the top seed Seward on Friday to get it done. They've done it, and we'll talk with Coach Rathke about that. Plus, we'll hear from Nebraska baseball coach Mike Anderson. Why anybody's playing baseball in January is beyond me. I don't get it. Hastings College started their baseball season this weekend. What sense does that make?
I don't know that it makes any sense. The snow is falling. The winds are blowing. Yeah, why would you be out playing baseball? Why would they're practicing at UNK, I'm sure. They've got the indoor facilities.
Well, when seven-year-olds are practicing, I'm guessing the collegiate baseball players are practicing as well. Also insane.
Nerd alert!
Yeah, glad to have you on the program. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You want to email the program, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Glad to have you on the program for today. A lot of the conference tournaments ended last week. Now the rest, I would say, more than half of the conference tournaments are going to be played this week. There's going to be a ton of them. We're covered in the Lou Platte and the Fort Kearney, and the weather has cooperated yet again. So keep it here. If anything gets changed, moved, postponed, we'll get it right out to you here on the website and on the radio. So stay with us. You can always keep up to date, ESPNSuperstation.com. You can check out all the games that we're going to be broadcasting. We'll have those for you as well. On the basketball court, pretty successful weekend. Now, Hastings College did have trouble yesterday, and the women were playing the third-ranked team in the country. And outside of, in every game there's a span where somebody pulls away. But they played pretty good for most of the game, but a 21-2 scoring run right there, end of the first half to start the second half, was the difference in a 13-point game. and also basketball action coming your way from the ball game. from UNK. Big win for the women on Friday night. They have an upset, and then they win both games. UNK men split. They continue to play close basketball games. Tri-City Storm, they split. The Husker basketball teams both win. We're going to talk more about that. Again, the men are unbeaten at home, Tony, and that's what's keeping talk about them alive. Tom Chattel tries to throw a column their way today about there was 11,000 people there and that people are paying attention. I hope so. I mean, they got to win one on the road. They got to, like a lot of teams, they got to take that next step, and we'll see if they can do that. But they get a nice win over a top 15
I would say
team.
About Nebraska basketball, Doug, why this team is different than in years past, and you don't think so, and that's fine. I would say this team's different because on Saturday, when it came down, they were a one-point favorite. That's why they are different against the 11th-ranked team in the country. They've never been favored at home over the 11th-ranked team in the country. They may be in 5-6 point underdogs. Somebody expected them to win that game other than just the Nebraska men's basketball team. Las Vegas did.
Since I don't have it right in front of me, I can't once again prove you wrong, but that's not true. So until they disprove it, then I'll tell you that the team is different. This is not even an arguing point because the fact is wrong. Nebraska at home is either a one-point favorite or a one-point dog against rated teams before. So that's no shock to me. I mean, we can look it up. It'll take some time to go in the past 3 years and find all their lines and find out what happened, but we will. Okay, Michael Beasley, were they not favored in that ball game? Probably not. Were they? There have been games where the spread is within two, one way or the other, at home against rated teams. Anyway,
okay, you proved me wrong. That's fine. I don't think you can go find the 11th ranked team or higher in the last 3 years and find that we've been a 1 point favorite. You can't do it.
Well, maybe not. Maybe not 11th. Maybe 15th. Maybe 16th. I don't know what teams are ranked. I mean, very few times. I mean, the teams in the South and Kansas are the ones that get rated.
You hold the 11th ranked team in the country to 48 points. I wanted, good job, guys. Let's keep it going. You got a Kansas State team that's really reeling right now. Kansas punched them right in the face on Saturday. You've got 3 days here before, 2 days here of practice before you head to Manhattan. To go down there and find a way to get out of the Bramlage Coliseum with a win. And I think, this is a game that early in the year people were talking about this Kansas State team being a top five team in the nation. Well, they've had some suspensions. The wheels have fallen off of this deal. And right now they are reeling. And right now you've got a wounded cat. They are the Wildcats. And you need to pounce on them early. And take them out of this ball game. It's weird. Two teams can go a different direction. This team's chose to go the opposite way of what Frank Martin coached team. They're going to play hard. Frank Martin, maybe they play as hard as Doc Sadler gets the kids from Nebraska to play. He's always had, or the last few years, he's had Beasley's. Well, that's Jacob Pullen. They've got the star power on this team. Can Nebraska make a move and do some damage down there? We'll have to wait till Wednesday night and see. The game's going to be televised. I think the Huskers are turning some heads, though. And why not? Let's get excited about it and support them.
Coming up on the show today, a chance to win monster truck tickets. Because this week at the Heartland Event Center, Friday and Saturday night, it is Monster Truck with Winter Nationals and thrill shows with quad racing. That's what's going on. Monster Truck, Winter National. Do you always have to go Monster Truck, Winter National and thrill show with quad racing? Friday and Saturday night at the Heartland Event Center. Your chance to win tickets every day this week on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, they're going to have that giant dragon crushing cars, too, I think. That's going to be awesome. It's going to be really, that's worth the price of admission right there.
Coming up, Ryan Rathke. Coming up, Cody Glenn. We're going to talk high school sports. We're going to talk Super Bowl and everything in between. A lot went on over the weekend with basketball, wrestling, football. Nebraska has got their place-kicking commit as well from the kid out of Florida, Tony. And signing day is coming up on Wednesday. We've got more guests the next couple of days to discuss all of that.
Yeah, John Tallman's going to join us from Huskers Illustrated. He's been following these kids as closely as anybody in the state. He will give us an updated report, including on Todd Peet Jr., if we're any closer to him, and a variety of other kids that seem to be undecided and waiting to make their commits. Him telling me this morning, though, the kicker can do all three, kickoff duties, field goals, and punt the football. Certainly not a finished product at this point. You wouldn't expect a lot of high school seniors to be finished products, but he did commit, and that was one thing Nebraska really needed.
Mauro Bondi out of Boca Raton, Florida. Brian Munson was talking about that last week when we had him on the show, 6'1", 190-pounder. He would be the first Husker kicker to arrive in Lincoln on scholarship since Adi Kunalik in 2007. Remember, Henry came in as a walk-on before being awarded a scholarship after his sophomore season. Scout.com ranks this young man the 10th best kicker in the country. Rivals.com has him at 16th. He's made a 62-yard field goal during practice, so pretty good leg there for Henry. Of course, he leaves Nebraska as the most accurate kicker in NCAA history. Huskers also get tight end David Sutton out of Lincoln Southeast. He is a preferred walk-on or a gray shirt. And then Lincoln Southeast star Darius Vick is going to go play for Frank Solich at Ohio. I think he wants to play offense. Didn't receive a scholarship from the Huskers because I think they wanted him as a defensive back. So he's going to get a chance to maybe play offense for Frank.
Some in-state talent getting some options. That's good news. Also, tomorrow's show, we're going back to Huskers Illustrated back-to-back. Robin Wushut going to talk a little Husker hoops with us and see if he thinks Nebraska's on a roll at this point.
Take a break. Be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show. Talk a little Northwest basketball. Talk a little Super Bowl. It's all coming up.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd from ESPN Radio. Are you in the mood for something brand new and exciting for lunch? Try Domino's $5 carryout lunch menu. Just listen to some of the choices you have to pick from. A variety of penne pastas in a dish, oven-baked sandwiches, or two-topping small inspired pizzas for $5 each. Go to Domino's for their new $5 carryout lunch menu today. This offer only available until 2, carryout only. Bread bowl may be extra. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. The $5 carryout lunch menu only at Domino's.
This is the sound of a Yellow Book print ad working for Rincon Vista Veterinary Center.
Drop it.
Ding. And Yellow Book search engine marketing working for their business.
Next.
Ding. And a yellowbook.com online video ad running smoothly.
Ding.
The thing is, with Yellow Book's full spectrum of marketing tools, small businesses like Rincon Vista Veterinary Center can hear the sound of success. Yellow Book 360. Go beyond yellow. Call 1-800-YB-YELLOW or visit yellowbook360.com today.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
45. The Green Bay Packers, led by its record-setting young gunslinger Aaron Rodgers.
Whenever he has to burden those responsibilities, he's as good as they come.
Facing the Pittsburgh Steelers and the youngest big game-winning quarterback ever in Ben Roethlisberger.
Been through a lot as a team, personally. It just feels good.
It's Packers Steelers on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
A winter weather advisory is in effect for area today out through the day on Wednesday, as we'll see light snow and blowing snow today. Could see an inch or two of accumulation as temperatures stay steady or falling a bit from the teens early. North winds stay gusty. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 10 above.
Show okay. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You're out there shoveling, you're scooping, even if you're pushing the snowblower or getting in and out of the truck and tractor back and forth, it's going to keep you busy and it's going to get you a little bit tired the more you work. Well, stay in shape. Maybe you're a little sore. The folks at Complete Nutrition are going to help you out. Now in Grand Island to join up with their store in Kearney. Complete Nutrition is just north of Gordman's off Highway 281, located in Kearney, just north of SunMart on North 2nd Avenue. They've got a couple of phone numbers if you ever want to get a hold of them, or try the website, CompleteNutrition.com, CompleteNutrition.com. One of the things that the trained professionals are going to help you with at Complete Nutrition is the CTS 360. It's one of their newest products, complete toning system in which consultants can interchange three levels of weight loss supplements and work with the customer to create a personalized, healthy solution. Fat burners, tones, it's got a night formula. They've got a variety of other products that can help you out for men, women, big guy, little guy, whatever it is, they're going to help you out with what the best portion of CTS 360 and all of their products are for you. To better serve the Tri-City areas, they're now open in Grand Island along with Kearney. Go to CompleteNutrition.com and, of course, the new store in Grand Island located just north of Gordman's off Highway 281. Well, located on the northwest side of town is Grand Island Northwest High School, and something good to talk about when it comes to boys athletics at Northwest, and we are pleased to welcome in the head boys basketball coach of the Vikes, Ryan Rathke. They're coming off the 2011 Conference Tournament Championship on Saturday. Low-scoring victory over Crete, but they've got three wins in that tournament to bring home the championship. And, Coach, welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show, and congratulations on a great week.
Well, thank you for having me, and we just had a spectacular week for our basketball program as a whole, and I'm just really proud of our kids, how we battled through, you know, three hard-fought victories in the tournament.
Ryan, you knew you've had some young kids coming for quite some time. They really started to shine here the middle part of the year.
Yeah, we've got no seniors on our roster, and that last Friday when we played Adams Central right before our Holders game on Tuesday, we had a little meeting after the game. Right after the game, there was two different newspapers I talked to, and I had a radio, and two actually radio games were doing the game. So I met with four different people there, and all four of them kept talking about, well, you're young, you're young, you're young. And it was just driving me nuts, and I said, hey, we got to put a kibosh on this. So what we talked about after our Central game is, hey, we are high school basketball players. I don't want to hear this whole excuse about we're young. And we wanted to make sure that, you know, we played at a high level, even though we're all underclassmen. And these guys got it done this last week.
Ryan, obviously you can't do that unless you think your team is somewhat mentally strong, and maybe people don't talk about that part of the game either. And to play the defense and the style of defense that you like to play, you got to have some mentally strong kids. Is that one of the reasons you were able to put this message to them?
Yeah, we did. And what we had in big words up on the board before all three games was determination and toughness. And we, you know, you definitely have to have that, you know, to advance in a tournament. And I thought going into the tournament, well, I thought there were seven teams that probably had a legit shot to win the tournament. And if I had to pick a favorite, I thought Holders would have been my pick. And I thought, you know, drawing them right away the first round was a definitely tough challenge. And our kids really came out that night and showed what they can do and probably got some confidence for the next few games in the tournament.
You mentioned the confidence. What does this do, not only for this year, but for the next 2 years for this team?
Well, confidence is always a thing that, you know, is a great thing to gain as an athlete and as a team. And I think no matter how you win a game, it's going to gain confidence. But then once you win a tournament game and you win a tournament championship, then that's even a bigger boost of confidence. So I just see a lot of good things happening down the road.
We're talking with Ryan Rathke, the head boys basketball coach at Grand Island Northwest. They have improved to 10-6 on the season with a solid week, winning the Central Conference basketball tournament. It was balanced to scoring, and when it's 36-31, and I'm just referring to the championship game, and not all the games were like that last week, but you had guys that all had to do a little bit of something. Even with the young ball club, I guess for the folks that haven't had a chance to really pay attention to your club lately, I mean, we see the Gustafson, the Eberhardt. Who's the couple of guys that are going to have to continue to carry you night in and night out?
Well, when we look at our team offensively, we're very, very, very balanced. We've got nine guys that we rotate in quite a bit. And, in fact, we even have a few guys that suit up varsity that I would have no hesitation to put them on the floor. And, in fact, there's probably number 13, 14 that don't get a suit up that are very good players and could actually contribute. So, offensively, we're looking at a nine-man rotation. In our last two games, we did not have anybody in double digits, even though they're all nine capable of scoring double digits. In terms of personnel, and I'll mention some kids here, our starting crew, and we could actually have, you know, anybody start out of our top nine. I feel very confident in that. But our starting crew, we have Alec Waters, who's a sophomore, along with Garrett Gustafson. Those are our guards. Connor Eberhardt's a sophomore. He's out of three spot. And Brock, he's our four-man. Brock Brown would be a three spot for us. And then Cal Plocky, along with Brown, are both juniors as our five spot. And then our guys we're bringing off the bench, recently we brought in Zach Rose here. He had not been playing many minutes, but we had an injury with Austin Anderson had an injury, so then Zach Rose also got an opportunity to step in this last week, and he did an outstanding job for not having playing time and coming into the tournament. Drew Skalka is a junior. He does an outstanding job, plays a lot of minutes, so even though he comes in off the bench. And we got Trevor Kraft, who's a post player that comes in. So we've just got a great mix of kids right now. And really, when you look at the tournament, that defense was just a huge key. Holden Holdridge to 40, and then Seward, we held down to 38, and Creed 31. I thought the number one key to just coming out of the tournament was our defense.
Ryan, I got a chance earlier in the year to see these sophomore kids play a game. You're not going to be scoring 36 and 40 and 51 points. They're a group that wants to get up and down, and they'll shoot the three ball from anywhere and run with the best of them.
Yeah, we like to play it. We push the ball down. We want that up-tempo game. But you also understand when you go to Seward at Seward, Seward's going to make very long possessions on both ends of the floor. It's just tough to get that done against them. That's just what they do. They do that year in, year out. So I thought a key to that Seward game was that we had to be disciplined in playing long possessions on each end. Sometimes on offense you get a little impatient and then you do some things you're not supposed to, and on defense sometimes you just don't have the discipline and you end up with a breakdown. So I thought that Seward game, we just did a great job being disciplined on both ends. And hey, if it's a low scoring game, a good team's got to be able to play multiple styles. And that's another thing I'm just real proud of the kids. We want to be more up tempo, but we had to play some slow down games and end up on top in those games.
Just another minute here with Northwest Viking boys basketball coach Ryan Rathke on ESPN's Doug and Daddy Show. Since the first game of 2011, which was the loss to Grand Island Central Catholic, this ball club is 6-2. The two losses are by a combined 4 points, including one to Adams Central. Was that Central Catholic game the turning point, or could this be the turning point?
Well, I would think... I think Holders was a really, really big win. I think that was probably a turning point in terms of, hey, we can play at a higher level and we can defeat good teams. I thought that up to that point in the season, we probably were beating teams we should have been beating. I thought there was probably one game, the York game, that we let slip away, that we probably should have had that one. But, you know, in terms of how we progressed from game one to now, I think things were falling into place like I had expected. And once we got to that Holders game and played the way we did, we had to play awfully well to defeat those guys. And I think that was a big boost of confidence right there. And, hey, we hang our head on the word believe. We really talk about believe all the time. We've got some basketball sweatsuits, traveling suits, and we've got believe scripted on the back of those. And we emphasize believe in family, believe in commitment, believe in excellence, and then we say believe in championships. And I'm just going with that whole mentality of believing it was a big factor in this last week also.
Well, Ryan, you got about 24 hours, I'm guessing, to enjoy this one, because you look down the rest of your schedule, it does not get any easier.
That is exactly what I told my wife last night. We were talking about, you know, the tournament in the week and then down the road. We've got some really, really tough games. And you got a couple of those teams that are going to have a little revenge factor. You know, we've got Holdridge again coming up this week. And, you know, we're going to get their best shot. And then we actually go to Crete in a couple of weeks. And, you know, they're going to, you know, they'll be at the top of their game also.
Well, Coach,
then we got Beatrice in there too, so yeah. We definitely got a tough road the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, there's some familiar foes on this schedule. Coach, congratulations. It was great to catch up with you again, and keep things going in the right direction over at Northwest.
Will do. Thank you very, very much.
Thanks, Coach Ryan Rathke of the Northwest Vikings, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, trying to, you know, they've been in a down cycle with the guys for a while, and this is the kind of thing that can get things turned around. So congratulations to Grand Island Northwest for joining us on the program today. Ryan Rathke, thanks.
a very polite way of saying that. Yeah, they've waited for this group of kids, fun group of kids, the next 2 or 3 years at the Northwest. Look for great things, not only in basketball, but the football team's coming too.
Guests on the Doug and Daddy Show are taken care of by our friends at BK. If you're hungry, try their ultimate breakfast platter with eggs, sausage, pancakes, hash browns, and a fresh baked biscuit. How about the breakfast value menu where they have 8 different items, including Seattle's best coffee, for only $1. 2 locations in Kearney, 56th Street and 2nd Avenue, next to Walmart or near Kearney Cinema with that huge indoor playground for the kids, 8th Street and 3rd Avenue. Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte, also locations for you. Now, coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show, Cody Glenn of the Indianapolis Colts is going to join us coming up here in about 6-7 minutes. And we're also going to be chatting about the Super Bowl with him. We go to the Dent Popper inbox, though, to kind of change things up for just a moment. This comes from Corey the Grain Hauler. He wants to know, Daddy, did you get witty with Boone and Nitty Friday night?
I did. Thanks for the email. That was what my Friday night entailed. Thanks for the email. Appreciate that. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, glad to have you along with us on this show, and we will be back with more. Cody Glenn joins us of the Colts after this.
Grillers know that when a rub is good, the steak is better. And when the rub is from Hole in One Farms, the result is near magic. Hole in One Farms Java Rub combines aromatic spices and peppers, a hint of sugar, and of all things, coffee, which enhances the meat flavor as it leaves the grill a beautiful coffee brown. Ask your grocer where they stock the Hole in One Farms products. Click on the Hole in One Farms link at kkpr.com to read the Hole in One story.
Exciting high school basketball action comes your way tonight on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. The Fort Kearney Conference Girls Quarterfinals can be heard on Classic Hits 98.9 from Amherst. Up first, it'll be Elm Creek taking on SEM at 6, followed by Amherst and Axtell at 7:30. And on 12:30 a.m. KHAS, continuing coverage of the Luke Light Conference Tournament brought to you by Aurora Co-op, has Adams Central taking on the St. Paul Girls tonight at 7.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A winter weather advisory is in effect for area today out through the day on Wednesday. As we'll see light snow and blowing snow today, could see an inch or two of accumulation as temperatures stay steady or falling a bit from the teens early. North winds stay gusty. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 9 above.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation from the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Don't you just love what we got going on here in Nebraska? In fact, all over the country, this snow just continues to fall. Well, your winter wonderland is turning into a whole lot of snow, but right now you can be driving the new Dodge Ram Quad Cab Bighorn for only $299 a month when you visit the folks at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Kearney during the Winter Snow Fun Sale. Is that snow fun, like as in it's no fun, or it's snow? and it is fun. It doesn't matter. The savings are for you. How about a new Dodge Ram Crew Cab Bighorn, $329 a month? You can take advantage of 0% financing on the new Dodge Avengers, Chrysler 300s, and Dodge Journeys. And you got to drive the old 2011 Dodge Durango. They're all there for you. See it all and save during the winter's snow fun sale at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online always. ThinkMidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. ThinkMidway.com. You can make an appointment to service your vehicle. You can see all the staff. You can see the vehicle. It's a great website, thinkmidway.com, to help you out. We get closer and closer. You know, we could have went to Dallas / Arlington for Super Bowl week, but if it's going to be just as cold there, why not hang out here in Nebraska?
That's exactly right. We go to somebody that's going to actually be in the Dallas-Fort Worth area the next few days, Cody Glenn, our friend from back in the Husker days and now a member of the Indianapolis Colts. Cody, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good. How y'all doing?
Well, we're doing great, Cody. Thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. Obviously, this week a little bit different than last year at this time. For the guys that are going through this Super Bowl week for the first time, what maybe shocked you or caught you off guard the most that it's so much different from any other game you prepare for during the year?
I guess it's really all the attention it gets, and I mean, all the little stories. I mean, they try to find the story about every little thing. I think last year, our thing was Dwight had an ankle, and I mean, that was like the most talked about thing ever. So it's just all the little stuff the media puts so much attention on, and if they try to find the story with every little thing, and the media is probably the biggest thing that was for me.
You obviously had some players that had been there before a few years earlier. Did they help you out, or who helped you the most get through that week?
Well, luckily, here with the Colts, I mean, they won it in 2006. It was in Miami. We stayed at the exact same hotel they stayed in. And we probably had about 20 guys from that championship team. So, I mean, the other guys, the other linebackers like Garrett Brackett and them guys, I mean, they kind of just kind of let us know what it was going to be like, what to expect, how to carry yourself, where to go, where not to go, what to do, what not to do. So, I mean, it was pretty much everything's pretty much laid out for us, so nothing was a problem at all for us.
It's Super Bowl week on South Beach, and do you go out and enjoy South? What do you do? I mean, as a player, can you go out and have a cocktail that week or not?
Well, see, I'm not Peyton Manning, so I can go out and nobody knows who I am, really. So, I mean, I can go out and have as many cocktails as I want to and go back home and don't have a problem with it. But, I mean, guys like that, I mean, you got Peyton and Dwight and the big-time recognizable guys, I mean, they can't really go out as much. I mean, they might have a private dinner with their family or something like that. But, yeah, they can't really do anything.
Former Husker and current Indianapolis Colt linebacker Cody Glenn has joined us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as we get ready for this year's Super Bowl between Green Bay and Pittsburgh. A lot of talk over the weekend has been about how over this weekend is when the game plans in, the hard practices are had, and maybe starting tomorrow there's basically a walkthrough every day. Can you take us through what the actual game preparation was like for the Colts last year?
Yeah, it was last week, the week before, I mean, we had our real practices where we had the pads on and we was actually going in and going at it. And a lot of that stuff was fundamental stuff, going back to our basic stuff from training camp and all that stuff. And then when we got down, we put our game plan in and got everything together. And I mean, I think our practice, it was more than a walkthrough where Wednesday and Thursday were. And then Friday and Saturday was more of a walkthrough. But we put the game plan in around, I think it was Wednesday before the game, and just kept working at it throughout the rest of the week.
Cody, explain this to me. Obviously, everybody, whether you're Peyton Manning or whether you're Cody Glenn or whether you're the 53rd man or on the practice squad, you're getting a check, and I imagine that's automatic deposit. You get the loser's share of the Super Bowl. It was $42,000 last year that every member of the Colts got. Now everybody breaks up after the Super Bowl. Do they hand you a check on the way to the airport, or how does that? When do you get that?
No, well, what they do, our organization, the coach, they give it to the coach, and the coach will ship it to wherever you are. We find like a little piece of paper, and they to have them ship it to wherever we want them shipped to, and then
they're just delivered in the mail within a week or two after the Super Bowl. So we don't get it right after the Super Bowl, although I wish.
Well, Cody, let me give you that address. That's the Doug and Daddy Show. Cody Glenn, linebacker of the Colts, is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's talk a little bit about the Colts this year and your season. More involved this year. How happy are you right now with the Colts?
I'm extremely happy. I mean, I'm getting a lot more opportunities. I mean, this season didn't go as planned, but I mean, we know we have everybody coming back. I mean, we have some young guys that stepped up this year, and that's going to be tremendous next year for us when we have everybody back and healthy. So, man, I'm excited about the future, excited about my opportunity to play a little bit more, learn a little bit more. I mean, I'm still learning linebacker, and I'm still learning a lot of other stuff. So I'm excited just to learn a little more, just to get out on the field and hopefully get to another Super Bowl, since it's going to be an Indy this next year.
Beat up a little bit. How's the injury and how are things coming?
It's going good. I mean, just finished a rehab about an hour ago. I mean, saw Doc, everything is looking right on schedule. So, I mean, right now I'm feeling good. I mean, finally back able to work out and stuff. So, it's going great.
Talking for another couple minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show with Indianapolis Colt linebacker Cody Glenn, the former Husker, as they get ready to watch the Super Bowl this year instead of play in the ball game. But Cody, as you take a look at what the Colts have coming up, and we talked with Scott Shanley on the show last Friday, this work stoppage is out there. You're only getting in through 2 years as a pro. How much do you personally pay attention to this? How informed are you as a player about what's going on with this off the field owners players jargon that's going on?
Well, I think we're very fortunate here at Indy that one of our players, Jeff Saturday, he's a players rep. He's one of the big guys in the union, so he gives us a lot of information on the everything that's going on. So we know a lot about what's going on, and they kind of put in a plan for us, and we kind of all following that plan right now as far as, I mean, the lockout, when to start saving, and when, I mean, what we need to do. So, I mean, right now I'm not really as worried because, I mean, we had a plan in. We actually put the plan in probably the first day I got here about 2 years ago because we knew this day was going to come. So, I mean, right now everything's looking good. I mean, if we didn't have a season, I mean, we should be, like, our team would be good just because we put in a plan to prepare for the worst. But, I mean, I'm not sure if everybody else did. So, I mean, I'm really hoping that everything gets worked out. I mean, I have my job, and I want to play as much as I can.
Do you have a good feeling about this? I mean, do the players have a good feeling about this, that if there is any work stoppage, it would be minimal?
Yeah, I think the consistent the thing that I've been hearing just around with just talking to friends and stuff, I mean, if there is, if any, and I mean, it'd be very minimal. But, I mean, you really don't think there will be, but, I mean, there's a pretty good chance that there could be.
Cody, when you're on the defensive side of the ball, Jeff Saturday, an offensive lineman, is there? I mean, do you feel comfortable communicating with him, or how do you go about communicating with him if you've got concerns or thoughts?
Oh, well, because I know he's gonna take everybody's best. He's gonna have everybody's best interest at heart. So, I mean, he's a great guy. I mean, he's just kind of one of those guys. I mean, he takes everybody in on his wings, all the young guys and stuff. So, I mean, I know he'd never. There's wrong in any kind of way or anything like that. So, I mean, everybody trusts Jeff. So, I mean, you know, Jeff, he always has the answer. If he don't, he can find it. So he's that kind of guy.
When you're in your second year in the league and you got Jeff Saturday, you got Peyton Manning, you got Reggie Wayne, are you looking around going, thank God we got some young guys in here so I got something to do and somebody to hang around with?
It's funny you said it because, I mean, all these guys, they got families and wives and they got business on the side here and there. I mean, so it's not like college where you with your guys, y'all go to class together, y'all got to practice together, and then y'all probably stay in the same apartment complex or same dorm room or something, so y'all always together, y'all hanging out. I mean, you never hang out with these guys. They always with their wives, are they doing this or doing that? So I'm glad we got a lot of younger guys who's just out of college that I can kind of hang out with.
Well, Cody, let's get your thoughts on the big game on Sunday. You have any forecast for the Steelers and the Packers and how you think this might go?
Oh man, I'm leaning towards the Packers. I mean, I've seen what the Packers did down in that dome when they played Atlanta in the first round or the second round it was, and I mean, the receivers they got is just phenomenal, and they got this newfound running game with Starks and of course Brandon Jackson. So I mean, I'm thinking like the Green Bay is going to pull it out.
You keep in contact at all with Brandon?
Yeah, I mean, he got me tickets. I went up to the game up in Chicago last week. It's only about 2.5 hours from me, so I went up to the game and saw him play and stuff. So yeah, we keep in touch pretty often.
Now you didn't have to stand outside in the cold weather, did you?
Unfortunately, I did. I mean, it's because of some sweets. I mean, I'm not that big of a hot roller. I wasn't about to pay to send them sweets.
Well, Cody, we appreciate you giving us a few minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show. It's always great to catch up with you. Hopefully, everything's back to 100%, and we'll see you on the field when we're supposed to with no lockout or anything like that. Enjoy the off season, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, most definitely. Thanks for having me on. Y'all have a good one.
Thanks, Cody. Appreciate all your help. Cody Glenn joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, linebacker for the Indianapolis Colts. Got to play more this year, as you said, got banged up, and then hopefully he'll be back to 100%, which he should be when the season starts, whenever that may be.
I was wondering if, like, right after Super Bowl, you're going out to your mailbox every day going, that's a pretty good-sized check. I wonder where I'm getting that extra bonus. $42,000 for the losers, $83,000 for the winners. That'll be the same this year. What, the Super Bowl one, Green Bay and Kansas City, the winners got $15,000. The losers got $7,500 in 1967.
That hasn't kept up with inflation very well. Max McGee probably went out and bought some headache powder.
Bart Starr was pissed.
Doug and Daddy Show, you know, speaking of picking up an extra check, you're going to be doing that today. Big matchup again. Daddy,
yes.
Daddy in action. What do we got, junior high today?
Junior high going on, and it's a battle. They do not like each other. It's Elm Creek Sumner, where the gloves come off.
In Sumner.
Yes.
Got a chance to see them play on Friday. They upset Amherst in a girls game. Tonight we will see girls quarterfinal, weather pending, over at Amherst. Amherst and Axtell is the 7:30 game. The first game is Elm Creek and SEM at 6 o'clock. So we'll see that. Also on 12:30 KHAS, St. Paul and Adams Central's girls play tonight in the opening round of the Lou Platt Conference. We'll talk more about that. Also, we'll hear from Mike Anderson with some news that I think is probably not good for Cash Kelkowski. He has not come back from his shoulder injury, and Mike Anderson saying Saturday with the opening day of practice, talking to a few members of the media, and we expect to have Coach Anderson live with us on the Doug and Daddy Show this week to talk about the upcoming season, is that Cash Kelkowski will not pitch for the Huskers this season, but they're going to try and use him in an offensive role, saying maybe start him as a DH, and we'll see what happens after that. Logan Ehlers, of course, from Nebraska City, how much can he be an impact as a true freshman coming into the program? We'll hear a couple comments from Coach Anderson in just a moment. But as we go to break, let's give you a chance to win some monster truck tickets here on the Doug and Daddy Show. What do you think? Is that okay?
I think it's perfect.
You good with that?
I'm going to crunch that car, that dinosaur thing.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, 888-455-3776. Let's see. What should we ask today, Tony? You got a question or you just want to, well, you got something?
Yeah, well, when I
said, I got one.
Oh, I was going to go back to the first Super Bowl.
I'm going back to the Super Bowl.
Okay. Well,
what was the score of last year's Super Bowl? We just talked to the Colts, Cody Glenn, and Friday we had Scott Shanley on. What was the final score of last year's Super Bowl? The first correct caller will pick up a pair of tickets to the Monster Truck action. You can use them either Friday or Saturday at the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island. We'll be right back.
We've all been there. You jump on the computer right when tickets go on sale. And even if you get tickets, you get best available. No choice, no selection. Just best available. That's why so many fans use StubHub, the world's largest fan-to-fan ticket marketplace. On StubHub, you'll always find a great selection of seats, and you get to choose the seats you want, so you can actually sit where you want to sit. So for your next game or concert, head to StubHub and choose your seats today.
StubHub!
Gentlemen, Valentine's Day is fast approaching, and you're looking for a secret weapon. You know, a page from the back of the playbook to give you an edge? Well, this is it. A beautiful and delicious fresh fruit bouquet from Edible Arrangements is sure to sweep her off her feet. And you can even dip the fruit in chocolate. Don't buy the same old flowers or box chocolate. She'll see that coming from miles away. Score huge points with delicious fruit and sumptuous chocolate starting at just $25. Order now, visit a store, call 1-877-DO-FRUIT, or go to ediblearrangements.com. Edible Arrangements, happiness is always in season.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection, small craft and microbrews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Seconds on the clock.
Our moms and dads worked hard to put us through school.
It's Godverson. She gets it to Pearson. Back to Godverson. Shot is no good. No good. And Amherst wins it. 58-57.
So we can talk sports. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. KICS Hastings. KXPN Kearney.
A winter weather advisory is in effect for area today out through the day on Wednesday. As we'll see light snow and blowing snow today, could see an inch or two of accumulation as temperatures stay steady or falling a bit from the teens early. North winds stay gusty. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 9 above.
Doug and Daddy Show, where we do have a winner on our Monster Truck tickets. What was the final score of that Super Bowl last year, Daddy?
31-17 in favor of your town, your team, your New Orleans Saints.
And who knew that, Merritt?
I'm Jim from Grand Island.
Jim is going to go see the Monster Trucks either Friday or Saturday at the Hartlett Event Center. Folks, they can take care of you, whether you're watching Monster Trucks, basketball, wrestling, you want to kick back in some comfortable gear. How about putting on the best from Nike, Adidas, Mizuno, all their brand names? Your athletic apparel comes from Misco Sports. On the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, they're open 7 days a week just for you. And if you need to get your game on, Misco's has the gear for you. Maybe you're the youth wrestler. The kids' wrestling is underway, getting underway. They have got all the gear you need, from the shoes to the singlets to the knee pads and the headgear. Asics, Adidas, Matman, Brute, they've got all the top names for you. Whether you're playing basketball, maybe you're getting ready already, 1 day away from February to order in those baseball and softball uniforms, pick out the coolest ones before somebody else does at Misco Sports on the breaks in the downtown Kearney Center.
My travel t-ball team's got, I need a bat for travel t-ball. They've got it for you, Misco's.
You know, and speaking of baseball, we'll hear from Mike Anderson. We want to say congratulations to Tori, who Friday night took the plunge. Congratulations there. So, guys, Tori's off the market. And just want you to know that. Get that out there. He was running around without his shirt on again. So,
good for Tori. Congratulations, Tori.
There you go. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We mentioned before the break that it looks like with the Huskers getting their season underway with practices on Saturday, Coach Mike Anderson talked about a few things with the press, and one of those addressing specifically Cash Kelkowski.
You know, it's still slow. The good thing is Cash is an athlete. We've taken Cash in and said, listen, the pitching opportunity may not be there again. It may be a long process if he ever pitches again. And I'd say if, that's a big if. But he's a hitter now. Because he was an athlete in high school, we wanted to give him another chance. He's going to hit for us. We're going to see where he can go. He probably has to be in a DH role to begin with because he's still, you know, going through the rehab in terms of his arm. But I think he can contribute. I think he has a chance to do some things for us offensively. I think he'll take some time. And if he can build into the lineup in, you know, left, right field or something that way, or in the middle infield somewhere, we'll give him that opportunity. But for right now, from a pitching standpoint, he will not pitch this year for us. He's moved to the other side. He's a hitter now.
And you just – a kid that they thought had a chance to pitch, go to the majors, and then work his way through the minor league system, was drafted by Tampa Bay late, coming out of high school. And obviously then chose to go to Nebraska. And now it looks like, unless you know, sometimes they reemerge 5 years down the road when things heal up. But right now, things have changed. You think about all those kids that are coming back for their senior season in football with the NFL draft deadline just a couple of weeks ago. You think about all that. You think about your Bubba Starling. Boy, another reason. How do you pass up? And this is not Cash's case. I'm just saying, for some of these guys, you just never know. Things can be going along, and then bang, you never know. Logan Ehlers, one of those kids, Tony. He turned down nearly $1 million, I believe it was, from the Toronto Blue Jays to sign coming out of high school. He's going to pitch for the Huskers. Coach Mike Anderson was asked about his role with the Big Red coming out of the gates.
Hopefully, just like any other freshman, maybe slow to develop, give him an opportunity, get him a chance to get on the mound where it's not a pressure situation. He's a dynamic kid and a dynamic arm, and hopefully we can use him, you know, start him out slow. You know, maybe by the Big 12, he's a very big contributing factor for us.
So there you go, Tom Lemke, a lot of names, and no stars, I don't think, on this baseball team, okay? No stars, possibility, a chance of emerging stars.
Well, once again, you don't have that name coming back that in the heyday of Nebraska baseball, you knew you had a Johnny Doran. You knew you had a Jabba Chamberlain. You knew you had an Aaron Marsden, you know, to name a few. You know you had a Shane Comine that automatically starting out the year, here was your Friday night guy. It was going to shut people down and give you an opportunity to compete in those ball games. In the Big 12 Conference, everybody's got those Friday night guys, and we'll have to see. Can Nebraska develop one? Hopefully they can. Hopefully get back to being competitive. 500 a year ago, 27-27.
You know who wasn't 500 this weekend? You.
Ha!
Daddy didn't have much to select with no football on Friday. He did have the overs in the Pro Bowl, obviously, and who doesn't? 42-0 in the second quarter. Let's basically disband. You got to get it out of Hawaii, all right? And if that causes the players not to go, then you just got to quit playing the game because it's purposeless. Is that a word? Purposeless?
Yes, it is.
I'm going to go with that.
Double score.
If nobody can go watch it and the fans can't take advantage, I mean, fine, yay, Hawaii. Well, you get it every year. I mean, it was cool when it was in Miami. I think it would have been cool to have it in Dallas this week. I thought that was a good idea instead of taking it to Hawaii. But whatever. Pointless. But Daddy comes through and picks the winners in the finals of both the men's and women's Australian Open.
Yeah, I really felt confidence in doing that.
I think you were right, too. Men's straight set, yeah. Women's three.
Yeah, I really dominated that. I've been stalking Kim Clijsters ever since she looked grumpy and her boobs got bigger. And I really thought she was prohibitive favorite in that one. And then my friend Djokovic, the villain, as Merrick called him earlier, I took him. And we dominated. So 3-for-3. I'm now 5-for-5 the last 2 weeks. I hopefully will run that right in the ground in the Super Bowl.
That's coming up. Jay Rude from MGM Mirage. We have our friend Mike Perenio from Mandalay Bay. Well, his, I think, lone boss is Jay Rude. And just like last year, he does all the Super Bowl week talk and interviews, and we will be talking with Jay on Thursday's program here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Well, first thing on Thursday, so get ready for that. He's ready to go off the top of the program on Thursday. Here's what's going on high school basketball tonight. You've got Twin Valley. You've got Fort Kearney. You've got Lou Platt. What else am I missing? I'm sure I'm missing a couple of them in here. I'll grab them for you in a second. But plenty of basketball conference tournaments going on tonight. In wrestling, Hastings College finished fifth of the GPAC. I don't think that's what Coach had in mind going into Saturday's action. Nebraska, very close. Both duels were 17-16. They lost to Oklahoma. They beat Missouri. That still sounds good, right? If you're going to lose one, that's fine. Beat Missouri. And then the Lopers, after the nice win over fifth-ranked Central Oklahoma, went 2-8 in the 10 duels against UNO, lost 29-6. But they're home. You want to watch some Loper wrestling. They're going to be home for a double duel on Thursday. Let me double-check that. They've got three guys coming in here, three teams from the conference coming in this week. And Adams State and New Mexico Highlands Friday, and then another duel on Saturday.
A lot of wrestling action for the Lopers, who this is a time of year they seem to start to get people healthy and start to peak and to make a run back in the top three or four in the nation.
Also, congratulations to the St. Cecilia Girls Central Catholic Boys winning their conference tournaments. Here's what's scheduled for tonight in the Twin Valley. These are boys' games at 7 o'clock. Red Cloud, let's give them a shout-out. I think it was a 37 or 38 game losing streak, 36, something like that. They won in the play-in game over Harvard, and so congratulations to them. They will play Shelton tonight. Kennesaw's at Silver Lake. Lawrence Nelson is at Franklin. Blue Hill is at Deschler, all at 7 o'clock. In the Loup Platte for the boys tonight, Centura's at Wood River. St. Paul's at Loup City. Those are 7 o'clock games on the girls' side. St. Paul at Adams Central. You can hear it on 1230 KHAS. Wood River at Donovan Trumbull. And those games both start at 7 o'clock as well. And then in the FKC at Loomis tonight, Eustace Farnham and Elwood play at 6. Loomis will play Wilcox Hildreth at 7:30. And on Classic Hits 98.9 from Amherst, SEM will play Elm Creek at 6. And Axtell will take on Amherst at 7:30. So that's what's going on in basketball tonight. Did we miss anything, Daddy?
Yeah, well, I don't know, mention about the golf. Pretty exciting finish there yesterday. Bubba against Phil, and Phil, that's amazing. You get a 72-yard shot and go have your caddy jerk the pin out. That's pretty, pretty cool that those guys are that talented. And then, you know, if I did that screwing around, I'd laser one about 38 yards over the green, just a rocket about 10 feet off the ground. No, he about aces the thing or holds the thing out from the fairway. It comes, stops it within about 3.5 feet, but Bubba was just too much.
Also, former Nebraska running back Thunder Collins wants the Supreme Court to grant him a new trial in an Omaha shooting that killed a suspected drug dealer and injured another man. 31-year-old Collins was sentenced to life in prison for first-degree murder, plus 90 to 110 years for attempted murder and other counts in the 2008 killing of 38-year-old Timothy Thomas of Los Angeles.
No justice. No justice at all. No justice. No justice. Because they got to leave. They read the newspapers. They let them leave every day. They was crying when they came in here, shaking their head at me like they didn't want to make that decision.
Amen.
I seen three of them didn't want to make that decision.
Do you think they had the wrong guy?
Of course they had the wrong guy. I'm not no snitch. I'm not no snitch.
Who's the murderer?
I don't know who the murderer is. I'll have another trial, but I'm not no snitch. I got my dignity. I got my respect. I can come back to California because I'm not snitching on nobody. I will get another trial.
He's right.
Fair enough. Fair enough, Thunder.
There you go, Thunder. Thunder.
Way to be you.
You know, as I was driving home this morning, the guys from Bruce Furniture were out working hard delivering. You know why? Free. You know what? Furniture, probably money saved for whoever bought that furniture in my neighborhood, because right now Bruce Furniture has their biggest ever home furnishing sale for a limited time. And to continue their all the time policy of keeping the offer plain and simple, for every $100 in home furnishings you buy, you get another $20 in free furniture. You get not a rebate, you get 20% more. 20% more. You buy $1,000, they're going to give you $200. You buy $5,000, you get another $1,000 in bonus furniture. They're not marking it up to offset the bonus. And yes, the long-term financing is still available, including same as cash 12-month financing. So whether you're getting something to sleep on, bedroom, recliner, couch, it's all there for you. It's just right for you at Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance.
Folks, have a great week, and be careful out there. The roads are getting slick. More snow expected. Hopefully it will not. Obviously, some schools already closing. We'll have the latest information for you.
Well, and I've just been informed of this. The FKC basketball games at Loomis tonight have been postponed to tomorrow. I know it's a very tough call for all of the administrators out there because it's supposed to be worse tomorrow. They'd like to be able to play tonight so that it's not push back. 2 days in this is just a killer. Again, let us know here at ESPN. We will let everybody else know as well.
This from the Den Popper inbox. This from Terry on the Kearney American Legion board. Liking to thank everybody for supporting Kearney American Legion baseball and the poker tournament went on yesterday. Congratulations to Doug Duda, our top five finisher.
Yeah, I didn't win, but Chris did. Congratulations, Bo. And also, great turnout last night at the VFW, or at the American Legion, excuse me, for the wall. The Vietnam Wall is coming into town. Packed, absolutely packed there. So congratulations. Thanks to all the folks that either heard it on our show or just heard it through word of mouth to go out and support those two events. Tomorrow on the show, Who do we got, Daddy?
Well, we're going to Huskers Illustrated back-to-back. John Tallman's going to tell us about the recruiting and what's going on with Nebraska recruits. And also, Robin Washet is going to talk to us about Husker hoops as they get ready to battle K-State at Bramlage Coliseum.
We want to thank Ryan Rathke, head boys basketball coach at Northwest, off their conference championship. And also Cody Glenn, linebacker of the Indianapolis Colts, for joining us today. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.